Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm always so happy to have this time to share with you in the Word of God, going through the Bible verse by verse, line by line, precept upon precept, many times even word by word as we go through the Bible together. We're in this book of John, the Gospel of John, and learning just so much about Jesus and his ways and what God has done for us through the example of Jesus' life and what he did through Jesus. And so I want to encourage you to pray with me as we begin our study, to ask the Lord to be our teacher and guide today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again for another opportunity to study your word. We're always so blessed, Lord, because you are with us, you're among us. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. And we just want to rejoice in the fact that our God has given us life and breath and even the ability to learn and study your word. So we give our hearts to you today, Lord, and we ask you to bless us with your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, to empower us to live according to that truth, that our lives will be pleasing to you. That's our desire, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Stumbling in the Night. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 11, verse 10. The Apostle John wrote after Jesus heard about Lazarus being sick. He abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, said he to his disciples, "Let us go into Judea again." His disciples said unto him, "Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you, and are you going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbles not, because he sees the light of this world." And in chapter 11 of verse 10 of his book, John shared how Jesus told his disciples, "If a man walks in the night, he stumbles," where we read, "But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles, because there is no light in him." The verse reads, "But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles." John began with the words, "But if a man walk," which means however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, whether a person, whether male or female, ambles about, makes their way in the night or within the darkness, he stumbles, which means that person rushes and trips upon something. John shared how Jesus referred to the way a person trips upon something when it's dark in the nighttime. The verse goes on to say, "Because there is no light in him." John continued with the words, "Because there is not light," which means since and on account that illumination, torch, and lamp, there's no lamp in him or within that person. John shared how Jesus said the person who walks about in darkness trips upon things because they do not have light within them. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how important it is for people to have the light of God within them. Jesus knew people would stumble over situations and circumstances within their lives when they make their way in the dark. And he came to be the light of the world to provide illumination to everyone. When a person receives Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord, they are forgiven of their sins, granted everlasting life with God, and they enjoy the personal relationship with him that gives them light and direction for their daily walk. And those who are wise will surrender their lives to the light of the world, Jesus, and enjoy the illuminated fellowship that comes through a relationship with him. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps." So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.